A Jewish Journal article, calling Robert Kennedy Jr. anti-Semitic after his COVID musings is deeply unfair. The insinuation by the New York Post and others that, as a result of my quoting a peer-reviewed paper on bioweapons, I am somehow anti-Semitic, is a disgusting fabrication. I understand the emotional pain that these inaccurate distortions and fabrications have caused to many, pic.twitter.com/gpucpcope. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., at Robert Kennedy Jr., July 16, 2023. I sharply disagree with my friend Robert Kennedy Jr. on the COVID-19 vaccines and I am quintuple vaxxed. But the suggestion by the media, or indeed Jewish organizations who do not know him, that because of his musings about bioweapons that he is somehow anti-Semitic is more than unfair, it's a disgusting lie. Bobby's father was murdered by Palestinian terrorist Saran Saran because of his strong support for Israel, and Bobby recently marched with me against the demonization of the Jewish state at the giant Israel Day parade in New York City carrying an enormous Israeli flag. He has publicly called upon the Biden administration not to give Iran billions of dollars in a second Iran deal that would ultimately result in an Iranian nuclear weapon. In our recent interview together, Bobby called upon the Democratic Party to return to the strong, unconditional support of Israel that was the hallmark of the party under the leadership of his uncle, President Kennedy, and Bobby directly criticized the anti-Semitism and double standards against Israel employed by Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. Whatever disagreements anyone may have with him, and I personally have many, including on COVID and Ukraine, there is no question that my brother Bobby Kennedy is locked arm in arm with the Jewish community in the fight against anti-Semitism and is a great champion of Israel.